or write a check to KTAR Cares for Kids. With every donation, enter to win a new car. Bring smiles to children in crisis. Details at 620KTAR.com. Operation Santa Claus from the Sanderson family, ABC 15, Phoenix Home and Garden, and KTAR Cares for Kids. Ho, ho, ho!
My computer likes Spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
The special dance remix version of...
It's the hip-hop version. It's the,
yeah.
Actually, the reason we played that song is to reemphasize...
Someone didn't get a nap today.
Yeah, that's what it was. Actually, to reemphasize that the quality of the blank CD that you choose to burn to has a lot to do with how many times you can play it.
This message brought to you by Crappy CD.
Somebody wrote in and wanted to know about labels on a DVD, which basically goes along the same line. We kind of had this discussion, in your absence last week.
How could you?
You
talked about something in my absence?
Yeah, it says,
why didn't you cancel the entire show?
Scott's writing in about DVDs, says, I love the radio show, and I'd like to say thanks for all the great info.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. Oh, my first question is regarding labeling my DVDs. Can I use a standard label, or do I need to use something special? There's actually been articles published out there from people that have used sticky labels.
Yes.
And over time, they say it deteriorates the foil to the point where the data, which is on the back side of the foil, is inaccessible.
Something else I learned about sticky labels?
Yeah.
Once you start to apply them... and you go, oops, it's not quite centered.
Ooh.
Don't try to remove them and reapply them.
No.
When you try to remove them,
yes,
you pull up that foil sometimes.
Gone.
Yeah, data gone.
The top
all
of the
gone.
Disc.
Bye-bye now.
The top of the disc is the most important. Protect that actually more than the bottom, where the bottom, if it gets scratched, you can actually buff that out. If the top gets screwed up, you're done.
I like to just use a Sharpie.
Magic marker.
Yeah, that works real well. It's not as pretty, but...
Hey, you know what? We have not answered a defrag question in a long time.
I have a feeling that's about to change.
You
huh?
think?
Oh no.
Hey, Chris, what do you think? Should we talk about defrag?
Sure.
Why not? Hey, Annette.
Hey, yeah.
You have a compact.
I do.
Compact. Is it a Sosario or what is it?
Sosario.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sosario.
And despite what I thought I was doing right or wrong,
yes.
I could not. Get my
you can't get defrag to run.
Can't get defrag to run.
That is such a rare thing. We hardly ever hear that.
that's so rare that we hear it so much.
So quit making fun of me.
Oh, come on.
That's Ken's pre-abuse, but don't worry, it gets followed up generally with some help and advice.
Okay, let's hear it.
As my psychologist says, we do that so that we feel better about ourselves. So just work with us.
It's Ken and his 12-step program.
Yeah.
Well, I'll work with you. That sounds good to me.
What you're experiencing is, in order for defrag or scan disk, both of these are disk utilities that are built into Windows, in order for them to work properly, they must have exclusive control of the hard drive.
Okay.
And you're thinking, well, I don't have anything running.
Now, everyone repeat, exclusive
control of the hard drive.
Exclusive control of the hard drive.
I'm good enough.
Yeah.
I'm smart enough.
And gosh darn it.
Doggone it, people like me. So now, what you want to do to ensure that nothing is running in the background... The easiest thing to do, because a lot of people try to turn things off one at a time in the sys-tray, and they do a Control-Alt-Delete and say, nothing's running. And
Well, that's what I've done a jillion times.
Yeah, and and obviously it's worked, right?
Have you tried turning the computer completely off?
Yeah, defrag worked really
then
well.
Then you have exclusive control.
That's right. Actually, if you restart the machine in safe mode.
Okay.
And you have what version of Windows?
98.
And 98 is fairly simple. There's two ways you can do it. You restart the machine, and before the Windows splash screen or anything comes up, if you hold the left shift key down or repeatedly tap the F8 key, in either case.
Okay.
The left shift key is easy because you can just kind of lean on it.
Yeah.
And don't do anything. Just keep holding it and holding it and holding it until
put
you think your fingers...
Put on my makeup while I'm doing that.
Sure.
If
okay.
If you can do that, then yes.
Hey, listen, if you can do that with one hand...
Ken can put on his makeup while holding down the left shift key, so...
Man, I can't wait to see you next.
Yeah.
Tito, bring your tissue.
So once you're in safe mode, it's going to give you a little warning when it comes up saying, you're running in a special diagnostic mode of Windows called safe mode.
Okay.
And it's going to look ugly. It's going to look like something like maybe screwed up your video and all that, and that's normal. Because what it's doing is it's doing a minimal load of Windows so that nothing else other than the very, very basic components. So
give
like
Windows exclusive control of your computer.
Of your hard drive. And so now it can be the governor.
Okay.
And now you can let defrag be the governor. And just let it run. And when it's done, restart your machine and it should boot right back into normal stuff.
Okay.
And same thing for ScanDisk.
Well, I've been doing this while you've been talking, and it's the governor.
It is the governor.
It's the governor.
It's working?
Yes, it's working.
So
but
far.
But my one additional question is there any way to do my scheduled maintenance?
Nope.
Okay, so I've got to do it all manually.
I mean, there is a way, but it there's something going on in that system, and it would take somebody to really sit down and look at it and figure out what it is. And so the quick, easy answer is, if it's working this way, do it this way.
I will.
There's probably a way, but...
You know what? If you do this once a month or so, and you just start it before you go to bed, you know, just let it run all night, and then come back in the morning.
Wonderful.
You know, you're good to go.
Thanks so much.
You bet, Annette.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that's for all of you out there that have had that same aggravating situation that we get emails on all the time. We have lots of suggestions like that. There's actually lots more suggestions. If you go to computerproblems.com, that's our free help website, computerproblems.com, simply type in the search engine the word...
Defrag.
Defrag,
and
yes.
Teach your computer to be the governor and terminate all the programs.
You can terminate in safe mode. Doug?
That's disgusting.
I know.
Yeah, we got time for Doug, or at least a tease of Doug.
Yes, Doug is in Dell. No, he's in... No.
Doug has a Dell.
Yes.
And I think he has Norton antivirus. And Doug, you can tell the rest of the story, hopefully.
Yeah, I have an adware file that won't delete. I was wondering how I could delete it.
You just delete it. That's how.
Sure. Just.
It won't delete. I can even go right directly to the folder where the file is at. And
does it say... Does it say it's in use, or what does it give you?
It says I have a... remove the write protection or whatever.
Oh.
Make sure my disk isn't full and all that stuff. I said, well, this file's on my hard drive.
So have you right-clicked it and looked to see if it's a hidden or system file or a read-only file?
It's an execute file.
Right. Now, if you right-click on it and go to properties,
yeah,
it'll show you all of the what they call file attributes.
And what's the name of this file, by the way? Let's make sure it's not something important you're trying to delete.
It's SSM or SSU or something like that.
Hmm, it's always scary to delete things when the answer is something like that.
Yeah, why do you think it's adware?
Because that's what it says in my Norton antivirus.
Norton antivirus will not tell you about adware. Something else would be telling you about adware.
Yeah,
Norton antivirus is an antivirus program only. So you're on the verge of what we really like when it comes to our weekday job, because you'll bring us this computer and make us money, but not a good place for you to be.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you're doing here. You're giving us mixed signals, and you're probably kind of imagine being if you had one foot on one boat and a foot on another boat, and they're starting to move away from each other.
You know, is this a brand new version of Norton antivirus, like 2004?
Yes, it's 2004.
Oh, it does have some adware stuff and pop-up blockers and other things built into it. So, it won't delete it on its own.
No.
But there's two things you can try. One is to check the file attributes, make sure it's not set to read-only, because that tells Windows don't allow this file to be messed with.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other thing you can do is actually start up and in safe mode and try to delete it. Because, see, if a file is in use with by the operating system...
Like if that program, that adware program, is running...
Yeah.
You can't delete it because it's running. It's being used. Windows won't allow that to happen.
Because it needs exclusive control.
It is the governor.
Governor.
So our safe mode tip... from the last caller actually might apply to you as well.
The other thing you can do is type the name of that so-called adware file into Google.
Yeah.
And see what kind of information you can find specifically about that program.
And make sure it's the exact name, not something like the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not at home, so I can't look.
Yeah, no problem.
Not a
Just
problem.
Take it, make sure it's exact, because what you may find is, that's associated with a program, and here's how you get rid of the program. And there may be some hidden uninstall or something like that.
Yeah.
It gets real complicated, but you're on the right track.
Okay, then.
All right, and the worst case scenario is if you can't get rid of it and you can't figure anything out, but your computer's working okay?
Yeah, computer's working okay.
Yeah, be careful. It's the old, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it.
Okay.
All right. Are you, what kind of internet?
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, then. Bye-bye now. Tell you what, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we got Paul, Becky, Turner, and your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. That's the secret number to dial into the secret show. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
When we come back, we're going to answer your calls and questions, because
it's the Computer Corner with Ken and Brandon back after this.
It's real life. It's real.